escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello there.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, guys. Great show. Love it.
Good morning, guys. Big fan of the show.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now.
Hey, everybody. Jeremy and Joe. Joe is off today, and with us is Chris Trapasso. Is that Brian Harman just hit one? No, Rory.
Rory.
All right, Harman minus seven. Where's Robert McIntyre? Minus
five. He's creeping up, Jeremy. There you go.
Let's go. Let's go. You know, why not?
He has that game. I mean, he's from over there. He's from across the pond. He can do it.
Meanwhile, Scheffler, what's the meme here? Scheffler is minus three. He's four back. He hasn't gone out today. I just picture, like, he's
waiting in the wings to shoot 65.
What's the right movie reference here? Where, like, he's the tag team partner. As soon as he gets tagged in, like, oh, okay. He's Happy Gilmore in Dodgeball. Now you're all in big, big trouble.
Yeah.
Scheffler's got four strokes off the leaders, and he hasn't teed off today. And guys are scoring.
Going really low, like, yeah.
Scheffler, I'll be stunned if he's not minus eight by the end of the day.
Like, lower than normal. I mean, maybe I am not referencing every British Open, but lower than normal at a British Open. The conditions don't look nearly as grim as they normally
do. It looks really nice out there. Guys in T-shirts. Multiple guys in T-shirts, which did not happen yesterday. And Scheffler shot minus three, and I think he hit three fairways.
Yeah, nuts. That's how good he is.
He's just going to
approach in.
He's going to do the thing coming up this afternoon. Jeremy and Chris. Chris here with us. I subscribe to your Substack, Trap Sheet.
Trap Sheet. That. Please do. Thanks.
Before we get to what you wrote recently, I would just like to pay homage to a former Buffalo Sabres great who has retired. Jaroslav Halak.
Forgot that he
has retired.
Forgot that he was the goalie for them for a while.
Tribute video, please, for Jaroslav Halak. And I had to look, because I know he was here and never played, but I had to look at the terms of the trades. Does anybody out there think for a second, like, oh yeah, I remember that. Halak during the tank years. He was here for a week. What trade did he come in for, and what trade did he go out for?
Ooh.
Owen, our resident senior goaltending correspondent, do you remember any of that?
He came from Montreal, right? Is that right?
No.
Who have I got in my head? Red, something red, maybe. Devils?
I know this.
No. You know this.
I
know
this. Is proving your point, isn't it?
He played on a bunch of teams for like.
He did. You know the trade that brought him in and the trade that sent him out?
I don't know the trade that sent him out, but I know the trade that brought him in.
Was?
He came from St. Louis.
Yes.
Oh.
Tage Thompson?
Was he part of the Tage trade?
No.
Okay.
He's older than that.
This is 2010.
The trade was Halak, Chris Stewart, William Carrier, a first, a conditional third, for Ryan Miller and Steve Ott.
Oh, yes.
Holy
Halak was in the Ryan Miller trade. Then, a week later, 5 days later, he was traded to the Capitals in exchange for, along with a third-round pick, for Michael Neuwirth and Rostislav Klesla.
I did not remember either of those two players ever playing for the Sabres.
I remember Neuwirth only because he had a couple games And, you know, that's during the tank, and Howard's in here saying, like, you got to trade Neuvirth. He's too good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Anders.
The second guy, no idea.
Anders Lindback. We had some stressful moments there when, you know, the goalies were in Neuvirth with the Sabres. How many games did Michael Neuvirth play with the Sabres? Answer is?
32.
29.
Ooh.
Tracking down the rest of the trade tree, the first round pick the Sabres got in the Halak trade was used to trade Drew Stafford, Tyler Myers, and Joel Armia and Brendan Lemieux to the Jets for Zach Bogosian, Evander Kane, and Jason Kasdorf.
Jason Kasdorf.
And then the Sabres, or then the Jets drafted Jack Roslevic.
All right.
I love following those trades for like NFL
the
stuff.
The trees?
That just go forever. Like that one is, I mean, just from that one name, Halak, can get all the way to Evander Kane.
Is there a current really good NFL trade tree? I know Sabres fans, is it the Rick Martin trade tree that they've done forever and that has had decades of offshoots?
It's still going.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll never end.
One that I remember as a draft guy, I believe the Justin Houston trade, I believe to the Chiefs to trade up to get him. That was like, what, being 08 or 09.
Okay.
Went for like a decade. It just kept going and going and going. And you could get, like, I would get down a rabbit hole during draft season and I'm like, I just wasted an hour. Like, I'm not writing an article on this. I'm just looking because I'm interested. There's a bunch of those in the NFL. That one always sticks out in my mind because I remember looking just a few years ago and it was still going from like 2009.
Yaroslav Halak. What might have been.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, 803-0550 if you want to join us, and 1-888-550-2550. He has retired. Okay, so, Chris, you, at your most recent post, have something about the Browns here.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like people know that the Browns did the thing with Deshaun Watson where they gave him $230 million guaranteed, and guaranteed money in the NFL.
Fully guaranteed. Yeah. Not total, fully. Fully guaranteed.
Fully guaranteed. Which
is different. Way different.
There's also the NFL and its salary structure is so screwed up that we get guarantees, guaranteed at sign, fully guaranteed. It feels like even the word guaranteed mm-hmm. is sometimes manipulated.
Well, what it's felt like is that there's been a little bit of a shift with the insiders that like 5 to 7 years ago, they would just give you the max amount in the tweet. Like, oh my gosh, he signed for that much.
Then Mario Williams, yes. $100 million.
Yeah, then they started to add in, which is kind of where they are today, oh, with this much of guarantees in the deal, then you see it, like, the total guarantees, like, Josh Allen's is, like, over 200, but then it's the fully guaranteed. If they don't play a snap, if they don't do anything, it's always significantly lower. So yeah. I always wait probably sometimes a day, 2-3 days, depending on the star power of the player that's signed, to get the fully guaranteed figure for a deal, because those are always way drastically lower than even what is reported as the guarantees.
So the Browns gave Watson $230 million guaranteed.
Every penny.
Then what they did this year with their first pick of the second round, Carson Schwesinger, linebacker, mm-hmm. who I saw mocked to the Bills a couple times.
Weirdly.
He got a fully guaranteed deal as the first pick of the second round. Now, that was not out of nowhere. The second round had slowly started to
get closer to 100%.
Yes. Keon Coleman got pretty close to 100% guaranteed. Schwesinger did. Then Jaden Higgins did. Now Nick Emmanuori did. But you wrote about the Browns as like this trailblazer or, I don't know, that's the word I use. What would you use?
Yeah, like I don't know if they're accidentally doing this or the managerial part of the Browns is like they're being champions for labor relations for the players. And I wrote kind of at the end that I don't know if this is on purpose, if it's by accident. I tend to think, and I kind of try to make like a tongue-in-cheek joke at the end, that it's kind of like George Costanza like doing the opposite. Like since 1999, when the Browns come back to Cleveland, almost every calculated move that they have made has been wrong. So maybe they're not even doing this in a calculated way, and they're actually ethically doing right by the players. Not that obviously the Watson deal was not great, but it certainly helped him financially when he did not deserve it. Now they ultimately were the first team to give a second rounder a 100% fully guaranteed contract. So if you're a player, you have to be thanking the Cleveland Browns right now for what they've done for you in the short term, and then via long-term with negotiating leverage in the future to say, hey, look, all these guys last year, starting with Carson Schwesinger, all got fully guaranteed contracts in round 2.
How far does it go? That's by next year, it's mid round two.
Yeah.
In 3 years, is it all of round two?
Yeah, I saw that RJ Harvey, who I believe was the 60th pick, so near the back portion of round two, Broncos running back from UCF, he signed his deal yesterday or 2 days ago, and it was like 47%.
Wait a minute. I'm pretty sure, because I retweeted that too.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was 47% of his final year.
Yeah. Yeah. So So I looked too, and I wondered how far it was going to get.
Yeah.
And that it's normally the first 2 years are fully guaranteed, but years three and four had been like not guaranteed whatsoever. He got 47% of either year three or year four fully guaranteed, which had never happened. So this could accelerate things pretty quickly for the 2026 draft class and beyond.
Which, again, like...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I promise you, it should not be a big sticking point. It's not a lot of money.
No. And that's what's funny about it. It's like the Browns and their billionaire owner, Jimmy and Dee Haslam, are doing this. And the rest of the owners are probably like, oh my God, this is like the next iteration of what they did with Watson. But it's actually helping the players a lot.
I don't exactly have the rankings of the owners that have the most money liquid. Are the Browns high on the list? They have a lot, whereas the Bengals are low. Because one of the things about the NFL that I think is always so fascinating to point out is that while there is a salary cap, it's very much a soft cap, a manageable cap, and a lot of teams are operating from, when you sign a guy to whatever guaranteed, you have to put all that money in escrow like right away.
Yeah.
$200 million guaranteed for the quarterback. Like, boom, you have to write that check. And not every team is willing to do that. That's why the Eagles are a team that operates in a way where they've pushed so much money into 2030. The Eagles are paying a lot more than other teams.
Yeah, that's a really – it's very important to bring that up because we – like, I'm a believer in most cases that the salary cap is not real, but you're pointing out the perfect counter that it actually is. Like, Mark Davis of the Raiders, you mentioned Mike Brown of the Cincinnati Bengals. They don't just have, like, a few billion sitting in their bank account. And I think here in Buffalo – we all felt the gravity of that when Terry Pegula became the owner and Kim, that they were giving these signing bonuses that that Ralph Wilson just wasn't doing because he didn't have that kind of money.
You have to do it. If you're not going to give those kind of bonuses, like even the Steelers have had to kind of come off of where they lived. For a while, the Steelers didn't guarantee any money past the first year in a contract. Yeah. Like, that's not going to work.
That was a sticking point for Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell, I think it was a sticking point for TJ Watt two contracts ago. Now they just got a new one. So anyway,
it says the Haslam's net worth, or Jimmy's, is $8.5 billion, and the Haslam family overall valued at $14.4 billion.
Okay, so they can write some checks.
Yeah.
They can write
so maybe
checks.
That's why they're doing it. And it's like, it's just funny that of all teams, the team that has not really wanted anything and done everything wrong with free agency, they've made the wrong draft picks after going over all these meetings and war rooms, and then they're just like, oh, we're just going to give Deshaun Watson this much money, and now we're going to give the first fully guaranteed deal to a second rounder.
8030550. So you wrote about the Browns and how they're kind of doing that. It's kind of strange. One guy I want to ask you about. I know you also have something I saw at your Substack here about Jordan Mason.
This
is where Joe's going to be mad because Joe wants people to stop talking about Jordan.
He tweeted me about it.
About Jordan Mason because it happens every year. This is how fantasy football kind of works. You have a lead on a guy. This guy's going to be really good. Wow, this guy's going to be amazing. Too bad my draft's in a month, because in a month, every soul on earth will have the same opinion that this guy's going to be good. So Mason, he was a good handcuff with the Niners, goes to Minnesota, and you're a big fan.
I'm a huge fan, and to your point, in our industry, when you have a feeling on a player, you talk to your editor and say, can I write about him? And then suddenly, like, all your friends that follow you on Twitter, they know about it.
Yep.
Jordan Mason got sniped like a round before I was going to pick him in my big fantasy draft that I'm in after I wrote, like, he's my out-of-nowhere breakout guy. And I'm like, so when I tweeted the article, Joe actually messaged me and was like, please do not keep writing about Jordan Mason. Yeah. I just think he is the epitome. I mean, undrafted guy. He was big in my, or he was ranked very highly in my draft algorithm that I created called Resin. So I absolutely loved him for that reason. Did not scout him. So it was like a numbers-based love for Jordan Mason. And then last season, and in the 3 years in San Francisco, when given an opportunity, uber efficient. And now he's going to another branch on the Kyle Shanahan tree in Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell. And the only guy in front of him, yes, Aaron Jones went, I think, over 1,100 yards last year. He's 31 years old now. And I wrote in the article a drastic touch disparity in their careers. Like, Aaron Jones is like over 2,000 and Jordan Mason's at like 650. So I think at 26 years old, he's going to ultimately be the bell cow in Minnesota. So Joe's going to be mad at me for coming on the air and saying that now.
Chris Trapasso here in studio. What's your feeling on, I love this conversation, what happens with Travis Hunter?
I think he eventually becomes just a full wide receiver.
Doesn't that make the most sense?
Yes, because that's what the team, I mean, they have Brian Thomas, but that's what moves the needle more than anything else. I mean, yes, if you're Darrell Revis in his prime, and really, like, even Patrick Surtain, yes, the Broncos were great on defense last year, but he wins the Defensive Player of the Year, and it didn't feel like, oh, this team is just run by Patrick Surtain. Like, even if you're the best corner in the NFL, you can still be on a team. If you're the best receiver, you're going to probably score 24 to 27 or maybe 30-plus points a game if you're a really needle-moving wide receiver. I think he ultimately, whether that's in by October or whether that's by year two, we're saying, okay, yeah, if the Jaguars need someone at corner, they can throw him out there. But I think he eventually becomes a full-time wide receiver. The natural talent is through the roof and obvious. But in scouting him 2 years ago and then last year at Colorado, the nuance to his game at wide receiver, the ball skills, the route running, absolutely through the roof as well.
Is that going to finally get the Jaguars where they need to be?
It should.
I mean, their offense.
It absolutely should.
It shows signs. But
same with Trevor Lawrence. That's kind of what you're describing and how you're feeling is like that's Trevor Lawrence, where you're like, oh, yeah, this was the best recruit and then the best prospect. And he showed signs, but then not really. And then he has a bad game with a bunch of interceptions or doesn't make the right reads when they seem obvious. If Hunter hits, they should be enough to challenge what has been a very down AFC South for a long time.
You know, what? Lawrence is one of my guys that, I don't know, if you've got like one of these where you have an opinion on a guy, you're like, this might be wrong, but this is how I've always felt about him. And this goes back to his days at Clemson.
Okay.
It's always been, and I know he was a generational prospect. Mm-hmm. My thought on Lawrence has always been, doesn't do it for me.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know what that is. It's always been,
Since he's been in the NFL, I felt that way. I was enamored with him as a prospect. But he would fall into the category of, at Clemson, they were absolutely loaded. They were super duper loaded. And I think there was a little bit of the, you could say this happened with, geez, even going back to Matt Barkley, it certainly happened with Sam Darnold. Like, what, two seasons before he made it to the NFL, he had the great, like, redshirt freshman year at Clemson. And then it was like, no matter what he did, he was going to be the greatest quarterback prospect of all time. He was tall. He was white. He was, oh my God, look what he did at 18. And the next two seasons at Clemson were not quite as good. And that's kind of how he's been in Jacksonville with the Jaguars. And he's making over $50 million a year.
803-0550, our phone number. Sal Capaccio and Matt Bove will be taking It's Always Game Day in Buffalo on the road with a special training camp edition live from Barbell East in Rochester. Join them Thursday the 24th at 7 p.m. at Barbell on Empire Boulevard, just a short drive from St. John Fisher. Be part of the live audience. Hear their takes on training camp, the team, and enjoy Fiddlehead beer specials with event support from Fiddlehead Brewing Company, all while digging into the best wings in Western New York. Get all the details now at WGR550.com. One thing about the start of training camps, I saw Chargers camp yesterday. There was a highlight, a touchdown pass maybe to Jalen Reagor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how about that?
How about that poll, yeah.
I want everyone to get ready.
Oh, you're going to see.
Are we prepared? It's July 18th. This is a.
On-air touchdowns?
Well, public service announcement. We are about to get into the time of year where all you see are highlights from NFL teams claiming that the player in the highlight is about to pop off.
Yeah.
And fans of every team are about to start going nuts on every player. I saw the Jalen Reagor touchdown, and whoever it was that posted it said, Jalen Reagor getting the first training camp touchdown is perfect for training camp touchdown season.
Because it's Jalen Reagor.
It's Jalen Reagor. It's the guy that went before Justin Jefferson and has bounced around.
Like five or six teams at this point.
And who took him?
Eagles.
Yeah.
And they just...
Right, like the genius Eagles.
They haven't skipped a beat.
Nope.
It reminds me, as a draft guy at heart, too, the one-on-one drills for wide receivers at the Senior Bowl, where they literally run these routes that aren't even real routes, and they make seven cuts, and then they leave the cornerback in the dust. And it's like, oh, look at how great of a separator blank is. That's kind of what we get to a certain degree in training camp. That's always very silly. There will be hype. There will be draft picks in fantasy that you will select based on training camp video hype that will ultimately amount to nothing. So I would say, in general, stay away from those. Maybe you can retweet something if it's something that you've never seen before. But in general, yeah, those are not my favorite things. The highlight reel catches or runs, even, where there's no tackling in camp. I get that the social media team has to do that, but they're super silly.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. Anyway, we'll get a break in. When we get back, we're going to check in with the chat. We're going to do that for you. You've never been here for this. The chat is on YouTube. We call them sometimes the bullpen. A lot of weird stuff happens in there. And every once in a while, we kind of open the door and see what's going on in there. We're going to do that.
Let's do it.
We're going to do that. It's coming up. What's going on in the chat? And your calls. If you want to give us a ring, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Quick, guys, where's the remote? The TV's going to go into power save mode. I don't know how to operate this TV. It's in this room, and I don't know how to do it. There's got to be – just hit OK on every button so you can cancel.
There. Got it. Saved us.
We did it. We just got told by the television we're watching golf for too long. Leave us alone, television. We're fine. I'm watching Bobby McIntyre and his pursuit of glory. All right, break time here on WGR.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.